91X now presents a special report on the settlement issues immigrants in Canada deal with. Reporter Charlotte Kutadira will walk you through the issues in this report entitled, Welcome to Canada, Now What?
Welcome to Canada. Bienvenue à Canada.
When immigrants come to Canada, they have to start all over again. It's overwhelming to be immersed in a new culture, language, and way of life, especially when you are on your own, which is usually the case. Let's walk you through the lives of two of Belleville's immigrants to find out how they dealt with their initial sense of isolation. Here is Mika Thorne from Belgium.
I came to Canada, it is now nearly 42 years ago, as a young girl of about 21 and a half years old. I was very, very lonely. We got married in Toronto and lived 7 years in Toronto. I very quickly ended up with a few children. And so the isolation I have felt in the first 2 months I was in Toronto was felt even more. I dealt with depression, and there was, at that time, not much help available. Like, even before I got married, I was alone. There was nobody there to help. It was a big city. There was no family. I would say the first time that I felt I was getting a bit integrated was when we went to church. And we moved to Belleville about, it's coming up for 26 years. And it's the first place that I really can say I feel at home.
My name is Ogo Obwe. I came from Nigeria about 20 years ago. I have 3 kids who are now grown. When I came to Canada, you know, I came without my children. But after some years, I was able to bring them over with my husband. When I came in 1990, I was lucky enough to live with my brother-in-law and his family. That helped me a lot to begin my life in Canada. And when I moved down to Timmins to work as a living nanny, the people I work for, they are from my country, also from Nigeria, the couple I work for. So it wasn't so hard for me, you know. Not until when I finished working for them, I moved out and lived on my own. That was when I, you know, started finding few difficulties in mingling among the born Canadians. Because it's very unfortunate that back in Timmins, there were no much blacks. I would say that I was only black, because when I'm traveling in a bus, I'm the only black in the bus, and in the supermarket too, I'm only black person, even in the church that I was attending. So it was a very hard situation for me. But, you know, being that I'm a very sociable somebody, I was able to make friends quick. But it wasn't easy, because sometimes when you try to associate with some Canadian born, they will show you right away that they are not interested. You know, but being the kind of person I am, I didn't give up.
So how have Canadians responded to the isolation immigrants experience? Don McAlpin's family has been in Canada for 4 generations. He has been working with immigrants for 10 years as a volunteer with the Quinte United Immigrant Services.
My first family that I helped out was a family from China, and they had been down to our place for 2 or 3 different times and seemed to enjoy themselves. And finally, we invited them to our place for Christmas. And we're sitting around the Christmas table, and the man of the family said, "You know something, Don?" He says, "I've been in this country for the best part of 2 years now, And this is the first time I've been invited to a Canadian house for a meal.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's part of the fact that there isn't too much social integration. But then, on the other hand, there is a little bit anyway.
You've already met Mika Thorne. She also became a volunteer with immigrants.
The biggest thing is for an immigrant is to feel that they are not alone, to know that they have a friend, to kind of stop the feeling of isolation. I think for some of them, the language is a real problem. For some of them, it takes lots of time to learn a new language. And of course, the children, they go to school. If there are children in the group, they go to school and they pick it up very easily. But sometimes for the adults, it becomes more difficult. And the longer it takes, the more discouraged they sometimes are, and the more feeling they have they want to go back. Because you have to think, they miss their country. They miss the kind of food that they normally eat. And sometimes food that they can't even buy here. They miss their family, and they miss their way of life. The isolation here in Canada is very difficult because many immigrants come from warmer countries. And so coming from a warmer countries, they are outside more. Here in Canada, when it's summertime, people see each other, they say hello, etc. But in the wintertime, this isolation becomes very hard. People coming from warmer countries, it is very, very difficult.
I guess the key to social integration is professional integration, really, when you're coming down. If you have a job, you have a lot of confidence to go out there and make friends and help tear down barriers.
So what needs to happen? What can people in Belleville do to help immigrants settle in? First, Mika Thorne.
And I think the Canadian people have to be more inclusive too. But there's a problem because there is a misconception that new immigrants, that they're taking the jobs away. And that is wrong. We need immigrants in this country. We are a country of old people. We need young people. And we need to accept what they bring. And they need to accept what we bring here.
There's another huge thing Canadians can do.
The biggest thing is that they should have patience with them. Because one, it's not easy to leave where your country to try to change some of things in your life, especially the older immigrants. They have grown in their own country. And it's very hard for an adult to change. It's easier for children to change quickly, especially when they are not, when they cannot speak English. It's very hard. So if people that were born here, Canadian born, will be able to understand how hard it is for an adult immigrant to be able to interact, especially when they don't speak English, is very hard. And if they are patient with them, give them time, if they are learning English, when they speak, they shouldn't make fun of them, because that's a very big issue. When you hear somebody speak English and it doesn't sound like you, you laugh at them. They feel very uncomfortable to even to try. But if you show them that we understand, you are learning, that will give them more, make them more interested to keep on trying. But if you, anytime they talk, you laugh at them, you say, what are you talking? You don't speak well, this and that. That is a very big, discouraging.
What advice do they have for new immigrants? Reverend Dr. Aruna Alexander emigrated from India in 1979. She is well known for her work promoting diversity in the community and across the country.
For those coming here, assuming that they are not refugees, but immigrants who have had some time, who have chosen to come here, I think it is their responsibility to learn as much as they can before they arrive about the country and the community in which they will live for their first couple of of years. The other dynamic that can really help here is that Canadian embassies conduct an orientation session for those, say, coming into Toronto or Belleville, and give people a sense of the everyday dynamics of the joys and the stresses of living in Canada, of the everyday culture, of the system and the institutions, and what's available to help them. That is not always readily shared. So if people are feeling isolated, they do not know who to call. Now, others have been lucky in that somebody has searched for them. I think in Belleville itself, we've had the Quinte United Immigrant Services, and they've provided hospitality for newcomers in this area. And they've done a good job. Because Quinte United Immigrant Services exists, and now they are in a situation, they know who is coming into the community. So the first basic piece of advice I would say was connect with them, because they know the community very well. The second basic piece of advice I would say, get the daily newspaper and find out what events are taking place. The third piece of advice, which is not basic but is a much more complicated dynamic, is that do not expect people to gather around you the first or second or even third time that you go anywhere. There are cultural differences. Some cultures are a bit more reserved, and it takes a while. So in any relationship, it's a two-way dynamic. And it's a bit complicated because we have a diversity of personalities, correct? And some are much more outgoing. But basically, I depend upon the human spirit that somebody will notice if you're shy and alone. And most organizations, someone will come up to you and say, hello, or are you new, and begin a conversation. But we as individuals too must take initiative. The responsibility is both ways, the host community and the new person arriving. On the other hand, I do not want to give the impression that it's all rosy. And I know that in Canadian society, we have had issues of racism. But there are also those, for example, at Quinte United Immigrant Services and people in churches that can help you navigate through the community around those issues, because they're connected to the major institutions.
So what can we expect from the federal government? Well, the Harper government cut $53 million from the immigrant settlement programs. Much of that was borne by Ontario programs, $43 million worth. During the election campaign, the Conservatives promised to provide loans to recent immigrants to help pay for training and accreditation. The Liberals proposed more money for language training for new Canadians, while the NDP promised to streamline recognition of foreign credentials for immigrants. The Green Party says it would provide more money for language training. Charlotte Kudadirwa for CJLX News.